ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुखी स्वस्तिनो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. Okay, we were in the second section of first Mundakam, which is dealing with karma. I told you, in the middle of Upanishads, there are certain mantras which talk about karma. They are presented in this section. To make a Vedantic student more committed to the pursuit of knowledge, to make one know the greater value of knowledge in terms of accomplishing moksha, to make the student understand the limitation of karma, that karma definitely produces phalam, and that phalam can artha or kama or dharma. The karma cannot produce mokshaha, because mokshaha is not something that is produced at all. Mokshaha produced, anything produced has beginning and end, and therefore anything produced has a beginning, therefore subject to get lost. And we are talking about mokshaha, which is happiness, which is fullness, which is already there as the very swarupam of the reality. So fullness we are not going to attain. We only have to identify ourselves with the fullness. In recognizing, having identity with the fullness, what happens? You resolve this smallness being centered on I, which is the actual problem. What is the problem now? I am small. That problem, how much Vedanta we listen to, that problem can be triggered by anything. You accommodate so many things. I am small in terms of something. I am not wanted. I am ignored. I am not important. That problem comes. Even if others don't think you are not important, you think that other person thinks I am unimportant, I became a person of second importance, then that pain comes. It's all because of the problem of smallness being centered on I. That is why Shastram says this problem will not be solved by anything else. Headache problem will not be solved by any other medicine other than headache medicine, isn't it? That does not mean other medicines are useless. Other medicines also serve their purpose. Every medicine serves its own purpose, isn't it? But here, what is the problem? We do not even recognize the problem. We recognize the problem, we have problems. Always Swamiji says, we have problems, but we do not see the problem, isn't it? If you recognize the problem, you will know the solution for the problem also. What is the problem? The problem is the problem of smallness being centered on I. The problem of smallness being centered on I. This is actually the problem. And the problem of smallness being centered on I is due to our wrong identity. And the wrong identity is due to ignorance of the actual self. There is naturally ignorance of the actual self, the self-ignorance. It is not created. The self-ignorance being natural, and the wrong identity also, self-identity is also possible. The self-identity being wrong, we are ignorant of the self-identity being wrong also. And naturally, the limitations are all superimposed upon the I. Wrong identity results in what? Wrong self-perception. Erroneous self-perception. Where you think you are small. It's not even your thinking. You see, unknowingly this thought is always there. We don't think I'm small. Don't keep on saying it. But I am small, that notion is there, very much there, rooted. And that smallness is based, no, smallness in terms of so many things, so many things. Understand, the smallness, I tell you, that is why the actual problem is this problem of smallness being sent down, I, in terms of so many things. That problem of smallness being sent down, I has to be resolved, for which one has to recognize the fullness, or has to recognize one's identity, no? One being identical with the fullness already. One, that's why fullness is simple. Fullness, you cannot attain fullness. There's already fullness. That is why the fullness cannot be attained or accomplished, something to be recognized, because the problem is, even though we understand so much, but still, you know, the problem is, we cannot able to understand Vedanta class, everything is very clear, again go back, again the problem comes. That is why Vedanta study has to be done for continuously for a length of time. It's not overnight business, isn't it? It's not one day thing we can complete. Just go on for some time. We cannot do it in one day's time. So we say here, that is the actual problem. That is why moksha is not something to be accomplished, which is already there. Moksha means what? Freedom from unhappiness implies what? Happiness, the fullness, the limitlessness. When you say satyam is only vastu, and all that is there is only satyam, that satyam must be definitely what? No, the conscious being must be what? Definitely the satyam. Conscious being cannot be an inert matter, isn't it? That's why we say the conscious being, the consciousness, because you are conscious, you know you are, means definitely that consciousness must be what? The conscious must be you. You who knows you are that must be that conscious being, the truth must be here. The very self. No, this fact, this is a fact. It has to be recognized, it has to be understood, it has to be ascertained, and that is where moksha is. However, it's not a product. Moksha is not a product. That is why no karma can produce a phalam. It cannot be the karma phalam. At the same time, then do I need to do karma or not? If you do not do karma, what else are you going to do? Isn't it? Karma you have to do, because you have to live this life. This body is there, the dharma is there, so dharma anushtanam, one has to do the karma to live one's life. But living the life is to discover this fact of full self being fullness. Therefore, know the limitation of karma. Either do the karma to live this life, to pursue artha and kama. You pursue artha and kama in conformity with dharma to live this life, to prepare your mind for jnanam. When we say, no, I want to do artha, I want to do karma, I pursue artha and kama, that is the end of my life. That is means, what can we do? Isn't it? Doesn't so pursue artha and kama. For pursuit of artha kama, you need to perform karma. You need to do karma. Without pursuing artha and kama, no moksha is possible, definitely. No jnanam is possible, no preparedness is possible. But artha kama themselves are not the ends. It must be very clear. And here, no, by performing karma, I can accomplish moksha. If you think it over ambitious, understand now. It is impossible. That is why one should know the value and importance of doing the karma, how to make use, do the karma, how to benefit out of karma. At the same time, you should also know the limitation of karma. No? We have limitation of karma, so that I'll pursue, I do karma for artha kamas. At the same time, I'll prepare my mind for jnanam. I know my moksha is only in jnanam. Every day the prayer is for jnanam. Jnanam. Overnight jnanam will not be blessed. No, one won't be blessed with jnanam overnight. People want everything fast. We had to be with all patience. Pray for jnanam. No, live the life. To live the life, adu artha, an artha kama. For everything we need Bhagavan's grace, that's why we pray for grace. We should know the limitation of the karma, definitely. That is why in this section, to know the limitation of karma, karma is specially discussed in this Karma Kanda, it's in this Upanishad. Why karma is discussed? In the we are interested in moksha, we are interested in jnanam, we are interested in knowing fullness. Why should we know about all this Agnihotram and all these things? Because to know the limitation of karma, to know the importance and the value of karma, that karma needs to be performed to pursue artha and kama. At the same time, we should also know the limitation of karma, that karma really, any amount of karma will not help you accomplish moksha, for which you need to know. Understand? In this context, I'm going to talk to you about all about meditation, everything also later on. Now, let us do this mantra. Okay, so we saw in the first mantra especially this talks about the rituals, Karma Kanda of the Veda. All the rituals prescribed in the Karma Kanda of the Veda have been revealed now, and then have been revealed to the rishis, and they are scattered all over the three Vedas. And he says, the people who are interested in, who are desirous of accomplishing varieties of ends. No? I mean, Hatya Kamaha, may you all learn this, understand this, and perform, know the know-how of karma, perform the rituals, and benefit, okay? May you enjoy the fruits of those actions. That was said in the first mantra. Then second mantra, he talked about the Agnihotram karma, isn't it? I told you, Agnihotram is the smallest of the rituals prescribed in the Karma Kanda. How it has to be performed was said in the next mantra. The third mantra said, Agnihotram performed with other auxiliary rituals, other satellite rituals, really produces palam, which is more effective palam. And sometimes the Agnihotram karma also, improperly done, irregularly done, performed without some other rituals, such as Atithi Puja, Atithi Varjitam, okay, without worshipping guests, without, etc., will not be effective. Not only will not be effective, they will also, they'll also make you lose your punyam. You will lose your punyam if you do not perform the ritual properly. How one may have to lose even the punyam, which has to come for seven more generations, one may have to lose. Therefore, do the ritual properly, properly, perfectly, and then regularly as prescribed in the, as per the rules and stipulations enjoined in the Veda, said in the Veda. That is what we saw in the previous mantra. And today we are going to see the next mantra. As we perform the rituals, and there will be lots of flames will be coming. So this mantra is all figurative, okay? Simply talk about the Agnihotram karma. How should it be done? Now, generally they say when the Agnikundam is there, when the fire is kindled, when you offer oblations, naturally, different types of flames come up. What are all the flames come up? We are going to see. Just it talks about, generally they say, seven types of flames you can see coming up. Every flame of the fire is looked upon as a tongue. Every flame of the fire is looked upon as a tongue. You know why it's a tongue? Because Agni is the consumer of all the oblations. And it is believed, to whichever devata you want to offer oblations, you offer oblations into the Agni, and Agni will take the oblations to the other devatas. When you offer to Agni himself directly, Agni Swaha, Agni is directly. But you to other devatas, Agni takes oblations. It's believed. It takes to other devatas. So we saw last class, yasya Agnihotram adarsham apurnamasam achaturmasyam anagrayanam atithi varjitam ahutam avaishvadevam avidinahutam. If the avidinahutam also ahutam. If it is improperly done, if the adequate proper oblations are not offered, its improperly performed ritual will not be effective, will not be useful. It's just a mere strain, physical strain and mental strain. It does not produce any phalam. Then avidinahutam. Then improperly, as per the stipulations of the Veda, no? The thing, karmakanda of the Veda, if it is not performed, then also what? Then doing once in a while, one day missing, no. Irregularly done, also what? No. It won't be effective. Therefore, such a person may lose, no, the punyam that is going to come for 7 more generations. We saw all those things. Now we'll see the 7 types of flames which come out of the Agni Kundam when the fire is kindled in the Agni Kundam. That is simply described in this next 4th mantra. Look at this. Kali.
Kali.
See, first word, Navaratri, we are reading Kali. Karali.
Karali.
See, Devi Parashakti, you know, the matter in its subtlest original form. Maya Devi, Shakti. The whole Jagat is what? Manifestation of Shakti. The power in Sanskrit language is in a feminine gender word, Shaktihi. Parashaktihi, we say Mahashaktihi, the absolute supreme power, we say the beginningless, endless power which constantly, continuously exists, undergoing changes. Understand now, that matter is called what? We say Maya Shakti. It is called a creative power, you say. You can say, now stillness of water is the creative power of H2O. Which does not exist outside of the water, isn't it? To become waves. Who created the waves? There is no creator. Nobody created the waves. Then what are the waves then? Who is the creator of the waves then? I can say from the standpoint of the waves, creator of the waves is water. Why? Because the source of creation is water, H2O. Isn't it? Water does not go and do some work to create. So, creator of the waves, we don't say. There is no creator. Creator of the waves, because where does the wave now originate from? Where does it come from? Water. Therefore, we say that from the standpoint of the waves, we say the creator of the waves is H2O. Okay, who sustains the waves? H2O. Sustainer of the waves is H2O. Okay, all the waves dissolve and go back. Resolve into what? H2O. So who is the destroyer of the waves? There is no destroyer of the waves. Okay? Nobody destroys. Waves resolve in back to where? Water. Therefore, from the standpoint of the waves, we say the destroyer, sustainer and the creator of the waves is what? We say water, H2O. In fact, only is manifestation. For the H2O to become manifest, it must have what? The power inherent in the H2O. Where is the power for the H2O to become manifest like waves? Okay, to manifest as waves, it needs what? There must be some power, no? Some power inherent in the H2O for it to become the waves. So we say stillness. What is that now? Stillness. Before the waves became manifest, what was there was what? What would have been there? What we can say stillness. No? Stillness of water is there. We look at the stillness as what? Power. Creative power of H2O, which does not exist outside of H2O. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you get? The creative power of H2O is what? Stillness. Why? The stillness gets disturbed and becomes what? Waves. In fact, H2O does not have stillness as its power. Stillness is better half, isn't it? Inseparably with the power, the H2O. Similarly, we have Maya Shakti, unmanifest power, creative power. Understand now? And that power manifest is what? Whole Jagat. So what about time also now? Time also is what? Time also is within the realm of? Within the realm of this only. Time also is not outside of awareness. That is why Devi, Kali, in whose presence time comes and time goes, is who what? Kali. Abba, I had to tell you this much, to tell you one thing. Time comes and goes. Don't we say that? Time comes and goes. So, Kali. So, here also we say, Kali actually is the name of the flame. Kali. And why? Because, but here it's not Devi here. I explained to you why Kali, Devi is called Kali. She who is not subject to time. She who is the master of time. She in whom time exists is called Kali. Kalaha asyam asti iti Kali. Yeah, understand now? The one in whom time exists is called Kali. But here I say, Kali means dark. When you kindle the fire, there'll be what? Suppose if there's moisture in the fuel, it'll be what now? Smoke, it'll be dark. Dark flame comes. It's called Kali. Then Karali. Kali. Is it now? Karalicha.
Karalicha.
Manojavacha.
Manojavacha.
Sulohita.
Sulohita.
Yacha.
Yacha.
Sudhumravarna.
Sudhumravarna.
Sphulingini.
Sphulingini.
Vishwaruchicha.
Vishwaruchicha.
Devi.
Devi.
Lelayamana.
Lelayamana.
Iti.
Iti.
Saptajihvaha.
Saptajihvaha.
Okay, Kali, so the dark flame. Then Karali. Karali means what? Really, the big flames which come and can consume everything. We can say ferocious, terrible, the frightening, the flame is called what? You say Karali. Then Manojava.
Manojava
means, very swift, the swiftest. If you ask what is the fastest in moving, you know that? What is the fastest? What is the fastest is what?
Mind
is the fastest. Thinking here, I can just go to India and come back. I went to American Gurukulam, saw Swamiji, did Namaskaram and came back. Did you know that all those things? That means the fastest is what? Mind. Sitting here, you go anywhere. My God. There's nothing which is as fast as the mind. Therefore, manaha. Javaha means speed. Javaha means what? Speed. So she, the flame, who is of as fast as the mind, is called what? Manojava. Swift. Very swift, no? Just like that. So swiftest is what? No? Manojava. So Kali, Karali, Manojava, then Sulohita. Lohita means red. Sulohita means crimson. It is a reddish orange. Sometimes the flame comes nice color. Flame color, we say that, no? Reddish orange color is called what? Sulohita. Lohita means red actually. So Sulohita, Sulohita, crimson color is called, no? The flame of that color, Sulohita. Then Yacha Sudhumravarna. See, Dhumraha. Say it now.
Dhumraha
means smoke. Dhumraha means what?
Smoke.
And Dhumravarnaha means color. Dhumravarna means what? The flame which is of the color of the smoke. The smoky color flame is called what? Sudhumravarna. Sudhumra Varna. Sometimes the smoke also comes along with that. The flame will be there, but it will be something about flame. Sometimes smoke also will be there. Sudhumra Varna. then we can just have easy classes. We can sleeping or we can listen to this. Only when Vedanta come, I have to wake up. It's no problem. Because we understand something what Swamini was saying, Spulingini and all those things. Something about those flames, different flames. So we can really it's a class for relaxation, luckily. Now, but next week we will become serious also. Next week we will become serious. Today we will speak all simple verses. Spulingini. Say now? Okay. Dhumravarna. Then Spulingini. Spulingaha. Say it now? Spulingaha. You have to learn both. Spulingaha. Say that?
Spulingaha.
Spulingaha means spark. Spulingaha. Say it now? Spulingaha. Spulingaha means spark. And the flame with the sparks is called what? Spulingini. Flame with the sparks is called Spulingini. Spulingini. No, sometimes not the chatpat it makes noise also. When the spulingas come, it makes some noise. It makes noise and also the flame and the sparks will come out. That fire is called what? The flame is called Spulingini. Then Vishwaruchi. Say no? Actually, ruchihi means taste. Ruchihi also means color. You know that. So Vishwa ruchi. When you say the one who is of multi, Vishwa means actually Vishwa stands for multitude, manyness, plurality, no bahutvam. The Vishwa ruchi means that which is of no color, multi colors, multi colored or many colored, or no mixed, and also which goes all over. Which all directions is what now? Vishwaruchi. Vishwaruchi. Cha Devi. One flame is called what now? One flame of the fire is called Devi, which is effulgent. Sometimes now the flame, no, the burns very well when you say effulgent Devi. So how many are there? Now look at this. How many types of flames come out? Kali, say?
Kali.
Karali.
Karali.
Because Swamiji's books are there with you, you can read it. Kali,
Karali,
Karali. Cha, Manojava, cha means and. Okay, Sulohita,
Yacha,
Sudhumravarna,
Sudhumravarna,
Spulingini, Vishwaruchi, Cha, Devi, Lelayamana, Iti, Saptajihvaha. So, Dev iti, Saptajihvaha, Lelayamanaha. Lelayamanaha means what? Moving here and there, moving aside, dancing. Lelayate, you can say it's a verb here. It's not actually Lelayate, my God, my mind is moving like this. What do you say? Lelayate. Lelayate means what? Mind is wavering, okay? Moving here and there. Lelayate. Manaha lelayate. When you say my mind is really wavering, I don't know what to do. When you say what is it? Manaha lelayate. So here we can say these flames, seven types of flames come and really dance. They move here and there. Lelaya manaha. So sapta jihvaha. Jihva means what? Tongue. But seven tongues are here what now? Seven flames, seven types of flames are said to be the looked upon as seven tongues of the flame, fire. Why? Because fire is the mouth, said to be the mouth of devas. Okay? Why fire said to be the mouth of the devas? You call Havir Bhuk. Havir Bhuk means what? Havir Bhuk or Devamuk. It's called Devamuk also. Mouth of the devas. Fire said to be mouth of the devas. Why? Only through into the fire, we offer oblations to other devas, other phenomena. No, whether you want to offer fire now, to oblations to sun also, you say what? You say, Surya, Swaha. You say, we offer oblations into fire. So who consumes the fire? The oblations? Fire only. So who is the mouth of all the devas? Fire is the mouth of all the devas. Therefore, each flame is said to be what now? Tongue. Papa, isn't it? If fire is the mouth of the devatas, because all to any devata, whenever we offer any oblation to any devata, we offer into the fire. The fire is said to be looked upon as the mouth of the devatas. Therefore, here, just a poetic expression is what? Every flame of the fire is looked upon as the tongue of the fire. Okay, which they come and dancing, they take oblations into them and take oblations to the devatas. So tongue, sapta jihvaha, seven tongues, seven types of flames which come up when the fire is kindled or dancing, they said looked upon as the seven tongues of the fire. These seven flames, which when you see, you offer oblations. Only then fire is well properly kindled and lighted. Okay. Then, Eteshu. Simplest mantra I can finish is fast. You have Swamiji's book, you can read it also. Eteshu. Yes, charate. Bhrajamaneshu. Yathakalam. Cha. Ahutayah. Hi. Adadayan.
Adadayan.
Tam
nayanti
yetaha
suryasya
rashmayaha
yatra
devanam
patihi
yekaha adhivasaha. Okay. So, yeteshu yas charate. Yeteshu brajamaneshu. Yeteshu brajamaneshu means what? In these well kindled shining flames, in these seven types of flames, yeteshu brajamaneshu means in vilanguhindra kulunduvitterugindra ivaigalil. That's the meaning. Yeteshu brajamanaha means what? Shining, well lighted. Okay? Brajamaneshu, shining. Hari means what? Eteshu, in these seven types of flames which really come up when the fire is kindled. No, this Kali, Karali, Manojavab, Sulohita, Sudhumravarna, Spulingini, Vishwaruchi, all Devi, the seven types of flames when they come up really, you don't have all the seven types. Maximum possible types of flames which you can see are only seven. These are given here. So when these flames come up, yeteshu brajamaneshu, when they really shine, not come up and shine well, in those, yaha charate, one who performs. Charate means what? Performs. Yaha charate, he who performs, what now? He who performs ritual. Understood? Yaha charate, he who performs ritual. How does he perform ritual? Ahutayaha adadayan. Ahutayaha oblations. Adadayan offering. So one who performs rituals, offering oblations, ahutayaha adadayan, offering oblations into the shining seven types of flames which come up. Yathakalam. Right time. Yathakalam is what? At proper time, right time. Yathakalam, when it exactly has to be offered. Doing things at right time is very, very important. No, we never do things before or later or after or postpone. No. Yathakalam, and at the right time, suppose if somebody kindles fire, has agrikunda, kindles fire, and these seven types of flames come up. When these flames come up, when they are really brajamaneshu, when they are really shining into the seven flames, if somebody offers oblations at the right time, ahutayaha adadayan, offering oblations to the fire, yatha kalam, the right time, offering yaha charate, if one performs rituals. Charate means what here? Performs. Performs implies what? Ritual. Performs ritual. Yaha charate, he who performs, whoever, he who means what? Whoever performs a ritual, how offering oblations, how yatha kalam, right time, where offering oblation to this seven types of flames, they come up well. Then what happens to him? What is the palam he gains? Look at this. This is where Shastram tells very clearly what will happen to him if he one performs regularly, properly, no ritual, offering oblations at the right time for length of time. What will happen? What is the palam he is going to gain? That is said in the next mantra. Next line. Tam nayanti. Say that now. Tam nayanti. Tam means him. Avanai. Nayanti. They take. Nayanti. They take. Nayanti. Who they take here? He says. That means he is taken as a result of the ritual. Later on he is carried when after death. My God, Tam Nayanti means when? Let us ask. He performs when he is alive. He performs the ritual when he is alive. After that person dies, that person, no, he goes. He is carried. Tam Nayanti. No, they carry him. Who carry him? Yetaha Suryasya Rashmayaha. Suryasya Rashmayaha. Rashmihi means ray of light. Rashmayaha means rays of light. Surya Kiranangal. Suryasya Rashmayaha. Kasya Rashmayaha? Suryasya Rashmayaha. Suryasya Rashmihi. Suryasya Rashmayaha. So rays of the sun. Ye Nayanti. No, carry him. As a result of what? As a result of the punyam. How does he gain that punyam? By performing this ritual regularly, properly, offering oblations into the seven types of flames at right time, proper time. No, as a result of which he has gained lot of punyam. That punyam gets translated, encashed. No, into what now? The sun's rays come and take him. Yetaha Rashmayaha Suryasya Rashmayaha Nayanti Tam Nayanti. The sun's rays come and carry him to where? You have to know now. Don't think whether he goes in the same physical form. Very important. When I say after death means, please understand the body falls here. Body, other relatives and people crying and weeping, they would have cremated the body. It has become what now? Five minerals. All have been reduced to minerals. Panchatva praptihi. They attain what now? They become one with the elements. Now who is left behind? Sukshma. Understand now? The sukshma is what? Imperceptible. Remember that. Mm-hmm. Sukshmam implies what? Imperceptible. That is why we cannot go and hug sukshma. Understand now? And sukshma also cannot come and hug us. That's the problem. Sukshma needs her hands to hug us. And no, understand now, we cannot go and hug Sukshma also. We have to understand, that's the problem. That is why we miss. If we can hug and then all of us will lock the Sukshma inside and then we can keep it. We won't send it with Lord Yama. We are helpless, understand now. That is why this subtle form alone, Suryasya Rashmayaha. Please remember, Suryasya Rashmayaha. Say it now. Suryasya Rashmayaha. You mean rays of sun, Nayanti, carry him. Whom? Him. Tam. Tam Nayanti. Avanai, Surudya Kiranangal, Ayat Chalhindana. Sukshma. Understand now? His subtle body, subtle form. The jiva is taken to what now? Taken by rays of sun. Where he says, Yatra Devanam Patihi Yekaha Adhivasaha. Where Devanam Patihi means Lord of Devas is called Indra. Indraha Adhivasaha. Adhivasaha means the one who lives as the superior, the most superior, the only superior, the only superior. Ekaha, one. Adhivasaha, where Devendra, the Indraha, the Lord of Devas, is the only superior, the most superior. The only most superior of Devas is Indraha, and Devanam Patihi Ekaha, the only position also. Indra Padavi, one status, it is position. Okay, Lord of all the Devas, the status of being the Lord of all the Devas is called what? The position is called Indra, Indra Padavi. And the Indraha, the Lord of Devas, Indraha, now is the only Lord of all the Devas, and he is the most superior there, Adhivasaha, the most superior of all the Devas, now rules all the Devas, residing as the most superior. He is taken to Devalokaha, or you can say Indralokaha. Say it now. Indra Lokaha or Deva Lokaha. This is called Sorgaha. What is now? Sorgaha. So what mantra tells us indirectly? If you perform the rituals, you have to, it involves lot of work. Have to kindle the fire. 7 types of flames have to come. Now they have to shine Brajamaneshu. And making every day, making such a fire is not that easy. Now, and then into that fire, yatha kalam, regularly, at right time, offering ahutayaha, adadayan, offering oblations regularly into that fire. One who performs ritual regularly for length of time, after that, when the divine body falls, sun, rays of sun carry the sukshma to Indralokaha or Devalokaha or Surgalokaha, where Indra is the most superior, the only superior, the only lord of all the Devas. That means what? It is another place, journeys, understand now?
Yeah.
So, here Shastras talk about the, in fact, Shukla Gatihi and Krishna Gatihi. Shukla Gatihi means solar path and Krishna Gatihi means lunar path. Two paths are talked about. And don't ask me it's like whether it's like Broadland Road. No. I do not know. I haven't seen such solar path or lunar path, but our Shastras talk about such path. Why it is called lunar path or Shukla Gatihi or Krishna Gatihi? Through which the jiva is taken to Surya Loka or Chandra Loka, Deva Loka or Pitru Loka. Understand now? Pitru Loka or Deva Loka. And depending upon how much punyam you have, you will be, how much punyam you acquire in the janma after the death of the body, death falls. If you have lots of punyam and according to the punyam you have, you will be taken through via Krishna Gatihi, the lunar path, the dark path or solar path, Shukla Gatihi, the bright path, either to Pitruloka or to Devaloka. Understand? If you have some punyam is little less, then you will be taken to where? If you have papam, you can't go there at all. That's a different loka, okay? And that's why it's called, Swamiji always says, any amount of punyam you gain, it is like going for a holiday. The more money you have, you choose a long, better place to go for a holiday. Little money you have, you go for a simple holiday, local holiday. So like that, you have punyam, and once according to the punyam, you go to other loka, Pitru loka, and exhaust the punyam, enjoy the pleasures of that loka, and when the punyam is exhausted, definitely you are not mukta, you are still ajnani, you are still bound, you are still what? It is like enjoying some pleasures in dream. But dream comes to an end soon, but he stays for some time, enjoying everything in dream. Suppose, imagine, if you dream for 3-4 days without getting up, dream itself go for cruise, dream itself sees everything, dream itself go and eat everything, dream everything, good girls dancing, good singers singing, everything, and after 5 days, dream, one day you wake up. How will it be? Oh my God, sorry, dream is gone, it's no more. Must feel very nice, you know, my God, excellent food, we can talk about all your dream. We come back, isn't it? Unfortunately, here we can't come back and talk to our friends. When you wake up, you'll be waking up in a new place. You can't even boast about what all you had enjoyed there. At least holiday, when you go, come back and see, you can say, oh, what all you have seen in holiday, during holiday. That is the problem here. The swarga pleasures, really, you enjoy, and the punyam gets exhausted. Because still ajnanam is there. Still sukshma, as you know, ajnanam is there. As long as ajnanam is there, you have earned lots of punyam. You have done lot of good karma, you have done lot of rituals. So punyam is there. So you deserve all pleasures. But still ajnanam is still very well kept, safe, well locked, okay? So you have to come back. Exhaustion of punyam, pleasures are exhausted, come back to the same. Again you assume another body, you'll be born again. When you're born again, having enjoyed all the pleasures in swarga also, but you will not remember anything what you enjoyed before, like holiday. So you can't talk about what all I have seen there. That is why heaven, we can't believe heaven. It's only matter for belief. That is why there's no proof. It's a non-verifiable belief. Isn't it? What verification? How can you verify? Who? Nobody has gone and come back and told, yeah, just now I returned from. Like Amma and I, Kapadi uncle, auntie went for a cruise and came back. And they came and told us how they enjoyed. Now we know that. But people know, they don't come back and tell us anything here. So, we don't know. They can't talk. We don't know. And I can't say, disprove us. No, you did not go to heaven at all. I can't say. No matter. That's what? Non-verifiable belief. Any heaven-going idea is what? Non-verifiable belief. And still, there is no mokshaha. Because punyam gets translated into the enjoyment of heavenly pleasures. You have great punyam. Suppose yatha kalam, regularly performing rituals, offering oblations at right time. Ahutayaha adadayan yatha kalam braj yeteshu brajamaneshu adadayan yaha charate. One, he who performs ritual offering oblation right time, regularly for length of time, my God, amount of punyam has occurred, so much of punyam he acquires, and as a result of which, when the body falls and no yamadutas come there, Suri Rashmayaha. Understand? Now it is believed again. The rays of sun take him through what? The bright path, solar path. To where? To Indra Loka. Which Loka he goes? Indra Loka. How do you know? Because Devanam Patihi Adhivasaha. Where the most superior, the ruler of all Devas, Indra, lives. Even there, he may have best of pleasures. Go for like a better holiday, okay? Best of pleasures. One punyam gets exhausted. What happens? He said, if he goes via Krishna Gatihi, the dark path, he has to come back definitely. Definite comeback has to come back. If he goes to this loka, even there being taught by Brahmaji, they say, there he'll be contemplative and there he is possibility of attaining Krama Muktihi. Krama Mukti means what? Not, you don't attain moksha here, but go to Swarga Loka, there being taught by Brahmaji. Taught by means what? There again some sort of contemplation takes place and there one resolves one's identity. They say that. Kravamukti. But Kravamukti involves lot of effort. So always Shastram recommends Sadhyo Muktihi. Jeevan Mukti, while living. attainment of moksha while living in this world as a human being is the best thing. We do not know about lokas. Shastram talks about the swarga, the lokas, but those lokas are definitely there or not, we don't need to worry about. Shastram says we accept. And how do we enjoy? What do we enjoy? There is a pleasure. Heavenly pleasures are enjoyed. How do we enjoy? Enjoyment of any amount of heavenly pleasures is like enjoyment of pleasures in your dream. Dream is a very short time. Maybe it's the longest time. But there again what? How you wake up from sleep? Once your punyam gets exhausted, you have to come back. You have to assume another body and I have to be born again. Why should I be born again? As long as ajnanam is there, you are not free. You will have to be born again. Samsaram. Samsara still. Heaven also is within the realm of samsara. This is the phalam one can enjoy as a result of performing any karma, even the ritual. So what? This mantra indirectly implies the limitation of karma. Directly tells you the limitation of karma. Look at this. Even with great effort performing the ritual, what does one do? Only one goes to heaven, enjoys pleasures and has to come back. There is no moksha here. So what? Jnanam is moksha. That you can gain here itself. Understand? Better know the truth. That is what mantra wants to say. What does it say? Don't aspire for. No, once you know, my God, working so hard, so do so many rituals, involves in which strain so much, as a result of it, I can go to heaven and come back. There's no moksha. Understand? There's no moksha here. Still you are bound in samsara. You're held up in samsara. That is what this mantra says. And he says, how do these flames, no? Don't ask me whether physically one goes. But physically we cannot go to swarga. The same physical form, at least to go to holiday, when you go for holiday, you go in this physical form. We go in this form, we come back in this form, we are able to talk about what we experienced since the holiday trip to our friends. But here you go in subtle form, you enjoy everything in subtle form, like how you experience in dream. Understand now, but you can't wake up and you can't talk about it to other friends. When you again assume a body and come back to this world, you will be in a different, you will be beginning a new life. You will not remember any of the past. But nowadays we have to understand, even if we cannot perform those rituals prescribed in the Karma Kanda of the Veda, it's something in between, we have substitutes. That is why Nama Japa, no puja, Devi worship, or any puja we do, you know, they're all good. Not only for Arthakama. Arthakama means what? Not only for the pleasures and my prosperity in this life, pleasures and prosperity in the, you know, other worlds also what? You can gain as a result of your punyam. For the punyam, you have substitute is what now? We have pujas or substitutes for Vedic rituals. We do not perform directly the Vedic rituals nowadays. That's why we perform what? Pujas. I want you to understand that. So, our pujas are performed as substitutes for Vedic fire rituals. Substitutes. That is why pujas are very important also. At the same time, we should know the limitation of puja also. What is that? They will not give you help you attain moksha.
Yeh yehiti
tam ahutayah suvarchasah suryasya rashmibih yajamanam vahanti. See, yehi. No, this mantra says, how do this rays of sun, how do they carry him to Indraloka, Brahmaloka? That is said here. Yehi, vanga. You know, come, please come. No, like that, no, how do we receive our guest? Vanga. No, we receive happily, no. He is not, oh, this fellow has come. Not like that. No. No, not like that. Ehi, 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 ehi. Said no? Ehi, ehi. Please come, please come. Like how the air hostess takes you, you know? People who travel in executive class, you know? Business class, how they get taken nicely. Maybe that's a small example. Maybe they must be taken very well, okay? Ehi, ehi. Said no? Ehi, ehi. Please come, please come. Come, come. Iti.
Iti.
Enr. Tas. Okay? Iti. Tam.
Tam.
Tam means what? Him. Whom? The one who performs the ritual like this. One who performs karma, one who has gained punyam as a result of performing the ritual. Suvarchasaha.
Suvarchasaha.
Suvarchasaha. Suryasya.
Suryasya.
Rashmibihi.
Rashmibihi.
See, Suvarchasaha means what? The brilliant shining rays of sun, they take him, you know, please come, please come, you know, like treating him with all, happily. Yajamanam vahanti. See, Ahutayaha, the oblations offered into the fire, through the bright, brilliant, shining rays of sun, they carry him. It's calling what? Please come, saying that they carry him. Vahanti. Where? We've seen. Indra Lokam. He is Priyam Vacham. Abhivadantyaha. Priyam Vacham Abhivadantyaha. Talking to them, sweet, nice, kind words. When they're taken to Swargaloka, so, no, even if you go for a holiday, the hosts are very good. How nice you feel. They're not good, whole trip becomes unpleasant, isn't it? Priyam vacham abhivadantyaha. Talking nice, sweet words. Priyam vacham abhivadantyaha. Then, archayantyaha.
Archayantyaha,
praising him, talking to him, priyam vacham, sweet, nice, kind words, talking to him, nice words, archayantyaha, praising him, talking nicely, and then take him, come on, this is your room, please stay here. How the hosts say now, no? Like in the hotel's nice, if you go, this is your room, please stay here. Like that, Yeshaha Vaha, he says, Yeshaha Vaha Sukrutaha Brahmalokaha. Come on, this is this Brahmaloka. No? This is this Brahmaloka which you have come, you have gained, no? As a result of your punyam. So it's called Sukrutaha Brahmalokaha. To go to Brahma Loka is not an easy joke, okay? Going to Brahma Lokaha or Indra Lokaha, Swarga Lokaha, synonyms. Swarga Lokaha, Indra Lokaha, Brahma Lokaha, all mean the same. Pitra Lokaha, Chandra Lokaha, listen now, all mean the same thing. We say here, going to this Loka is not that easy. It's not enough you simply perform the ritual. If you perform the karma and gain the result, punyam, as a result of which you can go to Pitruloka. Through what? Lunar path, dark path. If you gain, perform ritual also, upasanam, do upasanam of devatas, then you gain more punyam, you go to Brahmaloka. If you go to Pitruloka, you have to come back after the punyam is exhausted. If you go to Brahmaloka, sometimes you have to come back. Sometimes there itself you will be in contemplation. You attain mukti there. It's called krama muktihi. But why should we struggle so much, do so much of work and go to Brahmaloka, then attain moksha? Without any effort, you can know here itself, attain moksha easily. Know what I'm saying? Is it clear what I'm saying? Therefore, whether you have just the punyam gained as a result of performing rituals, or you have punyam gained as a result of performing rituals and plus practicing upasanam, you go either to Chandraloka or to Suryaloka through solar path, through dark path, lunar path, or through solar path. Once you go Chandraloka, you come back after the Punyam is exhausted. If you go to solar path, through solar path to Surya Loka, there you contemplate again, being taught by Brahmaji, you attain Krama Muktihi. So why not do it here itself? Why should we go like this? Why can't we do like this? No? Why should we go like this? Difficult, isn't it? Attain moksha here itself. So these verses were telling what. See, even though these people come, you know, all the ahutis, the amount of all the ahutis become what? Punyam. Ahutis you offer, you as a result of which you gain punyam. So the ahutis nicely, ehi, ehi, please come, please come. No, priyam vacham abhivadantyaha, talking nice, sweet words. Priyam vacham abhivadantyaha, archayate, how great you are, how nice you are, how were you able to do all that? My God, amount of punyam. So, archayantyaha, no, archayantyaha, praising, glorifying, talking nice, sweet words, they take you to Surgaloka. And they say, Yeshaha Vaha, look at this. I can understand, Yeshaha, you know this. Yeshaha Vaha Sukurtaha Brahmalokaha. He sees the Punya Brahmaloka. No, this is what is Punya Lokaha, which you have come here as a result of the Punyam you have gained by performing the rituals and also practicing Upasana. Enjoy. Bye, they leave and go. It means what? This is what is happening. But here I had to stop here in this context. See, whether you go to any loka, okay? No, we are in bhu loka. We have bhuvar loka, subhar loka, mahar loka, tapo loka, jana loka, satya loka, okay? Any ahati lokas. In keeping with the amount of punyam you have, you can go to any ahati higher lokas. But whichever loka you go above, please remember not in this form. How do you go?
Sukshma.
Don't ask me how will be the travel, how will be the journey. I don't know anything. Shastram says only we talk about whether I have gone. Just talks about it. So for all of us it's the same knowledge. We don't need to give much importance here. We cannot disprove that there's no heaven at all. Nor can we prove there's definitely heaven. So what do we say? It's a non-verifiable belief. So Shastram says we believe. We don't refuse to believe. Because of Shraddha in Shastram. Because what is taught by Vedanta is a verifiable fact. Therefore, what Veda says is a fact. We accept it. The same Veda says what? Come on, what big lokas. Can go to any loka, enjoy any amount of pleasures in sukshma, subtle form. After the death, no, I want to go in this body, I want to enjoy, come back and talk to my friends about it. That is not possible. Because, understand now? Because that's not possible. That is why only after this body falls, go to other lokas, enjoy punyam. That is why a Puranas depict like Ramba dancing, Urvasi dancing, best of dancers dancing, the best of singers, Gandharvas singing, not local musicians. Gandharvas, the best of Gandharvas singing, the best of dancers dancing, the best of pleasures, heavenly pleasures. And then there people even say, you know, they don't need to eat food. You think of samosa if in front of you. No, and not only that, don't need to eat it. You don't need, without eating, you will have eaten. Without drinking, you will have drunk. Without, you know, see, you know, my God, this is what is. In dream, suppose you go to shop. Look at this. In dream, you go from here to Chennai dosa. Local, simple, ordinary pleasure, okay? Very, very cheap pleasure. Go from here to Chennai dosa. Suppose I tell Keith. He is the one who doesn't know dosa, okay? And Madhima drives and I go with, I take Keith and Keith, Nina and Rajniji. Three of them we take today. And all dream, okay? And I get them dosa. We also buy, they have chutney, sambar, everything they eat and come back also. They come back, talk about it also. Wake up from sleep. My God. And Ruki, my Swamiji, you took me to Chennai dosa, I ate dosa, very nice it was. But you really eat it. Without eating, he has eaten. Without going, he has gone.
Still
Isn't it? Did you go really? Yes. How? In dream. Without going has gone. Without eating has eaten. With understand, it's all dream, pleasure, isn't it? Similarly, please understand, our Shastram says, any amount of, we do not say there is no heaven at all. We cannot say, please don't ever suck. Surgam ground, kadeve kadeyadu, we cannot say that. We cannot say there is no surgam at all, heaven at all. Why? We cannot disprove. Definitely there is heaven, don't say that. Why? We cannot prove. We cannot disprove the heaven being not there. We cannot prove the heaven being there. Therefore, it's a matter for belief. Non-verifiable belief. It's not available for verification. Therefore, what? Shastram says, so we'll take it. But same Shastram also tells what? Until and unless ignorance is removed, you gain jnanam, you resolve the fundamental problem of smallness being sent down, I in having a right identity, recognizing the fullness of the Swarupam, there is no way of becoming free, there is no happiness, still you will continue to be in samsara. Understand? So if you perhaps, whether you go to this loka or that loka, you won't know. If once punyam is exhausted, you will be born again with the same problem. The problem will continue to be there. The same ajnanam is the problem, isn't it? With ajnanam is there, and our symptoms of ajnanam will always be there. Samsara is continuous, is going to be there continuously. Understand? This is what Upanishad intends to tell us. What is that? Karma is important, but karma is for artha kamas, but karma cannot be the means for moksha, which is just all that it needs is jnanam, knowledge. You have to recognize the swarupam of this self being fullness. Already you are fullness. You have to recognize this fact, ascertain this fact, own up that fact. Then you are free here. You don't need to go anywhere. It is limitless joy. Any amount of pleasure is a fraction of fullness. Whether it's heavenly or worldly. Are you interested in fullness or fraction? Make sure. Understand? So, jnanam is for fullness. For fraction, you can do karma, which is pleasure, but still you are bound. There is no moksha. Okay? If you go to Brahma Loka, there again, Shastram says, being taught by Brahmaji, attain moksha means what? Don't ask me how Brahmaji teaches, how I'll be sitting and learning all the things. This Swayam is not there. This physical form is not there in any of the lokas above. Subtle form. That's why don't, it's all, you know, subtle form means how, what, we are not interested. Shastram does not talk about it much. Example is what? Dream. How we have pleasures in dream. Similarly, you will have pleasures, heavenly pleasures. If you can believe, you can understand a dream pleasure, you can understand the heavenly pleasures. You don't need really physical body, no, to have go through the enjoy the pleasures, dream pleasures. Do you? Don't need, no? To dream pleasure, to enjoy the dream pleasure, you don't need a physical body. Similarly, that is why we have to be very careful in saying not there is that, etc. So Shastram, intentional Shastram here is to make us understand, even if, okay, any so much you have to struggle and strain to do karma to gain punyam. And gaining punyam, working so hard, gaining so much of punyam, and going, exhaust, enjoy, present, come back. Work so hard the whole year in winter and cold and all that, earn money, go for holiday, spend money, come back penniless. Again work hard. No, I have some balance and go back, come back. It is possible here. But then it's not. Punyam completely exhausts and come back. That is why better know the truth here in this Janma, very precious lifetime. It does not miss it. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.